The money may have dried up years ago at Enron, but it's still flowing on Wall Street. And it's bonus season, and that means big business for the shops that sell all things shiny and expensive. All you have to do is look at the pages of big newspapers to see how the market for fancy watches is doing. Edward Faber is of the Aaron Faber Gallery in New York City. He says this year, sales look good thanks to Wall Street's good fortunes.
It's one of the larger bonus periods of the last 5 years.
Oh, do I detect a smile on your face as you say that?
Big grin. Large grin.
Who's buying these timepieces?
Basically, I would say they're males between the ages of 30 and 50 who are reaching a certain level in their various professions, who have disposable income, who want some sort of edge in their daily walkabout life. So when they meet other friends or they meet business colleagues, they want to have this, we're calling it this power tool, this instrument on their wrist that distinguishes them from the pack.
So it's about status, it's about power, and it's kind of about bling.
Well, it's different. The real collector wouldn't wear a diamond Jacob the Jeweler hip-hop watch. They want a more subtle statement, so that, yes, it's stainless steel, but they know that Steve McQueen wore it in the movie Le Mans, and not everyone can have the orange hand, so-called Steve McQueen Submariner. They've got it. They know it has box and papers. And instead of it selling or being worth $4,000, they know that the guy they're talking to knows it's worth $15,000, and you can't get it.
I'm curious about how big the market is, because if you look at the New York Times, it is chock full of these ads for high-end watches.
And it's an amazing market.
Is the market really that big?
When I started, this is our 31st year, it probably was maybe a $50 million market globally, maybe $100 million. Today, it's well in excess of multi-billions of dollars on an annual basis.
So there is really a large market for this?
It's huge. You have to understand that if you have made or are beginning to make a lot of money in China, or you're one of the new breed coming out of India, and you're starting to make some money, and you live in wherever you live in the world, it's not easy to demonstrate with a car or a painting or a suit of clothes, your new status, your new wealth. It is with a wristwatch, one of the very few things that you can actually attach to your body that broadcasts a message that's acceptable. I mean, I'm excluding the big diamond earring and the big gold neck chain, which is most
acceptable
of the time
in some circles. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but not as readily as the watch.
Well, Mr. Faber, thanks for your time.
It's a pleasure. If I can be of any further help, don't hesitate to call.
Edward Faber, he's a principal of the Aaron Faber Gallery in New York City.